All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are with a very special guest interview. We have on the Sultan of Sexy.
The Sultan of Sexy. I mean, I'm not opposed to being called the Sultan, but technically it's the Shaman of Sexy.
Oh, the Shaman of Sexy. See, I'm already screwing all this up. I can't believe it.
You've got to get a pro wrestler's entrance names correct. It's a thing. You get pride in their nicknames.
Yes, well... There's so many, it's hard to keep up here. Well, okay, let's catch everybody up. Let's catch everybody up, get everyone up to speed. Hey, I'm on the line here with Johnny Mundo from Lucha Underground. How many nicknames you got, man? I mean, let's throw them all out there.
Jeez, I don't know. If I had to guess in the double digits, I would say, I don't know, maybe like 7 or 8 good ones and like another 80 crappy ones.
Well, I remember Slow Mo Superstar. That was a good one there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although.
Yeah, man. Dude, I definitely would say I'm the star probably with the most John-based ring names in history. I don't know if that's accurate. Someone can fact check it.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll have our fact checkers get onto that one.
Have the fact checkers. Yeah, get all over that.
All right. Well, hey, man, I'm glad that I'm able to talk to you today. There's a reason why we have you on Houston Wrestling Radio. It's because, hey, you're coming to Houston. So that's really awesome. This is the second time Lucha Underground has come to Texas. The first time you guys came to Austin for South by Southwest. And that was actually the first time Lucha Underground went on the road. So that was a really exciting event. I went out there. It was freaking awesome. Great night. But you guys are coming back. You have a three city tour that you're doing. You hit Phoenix last week. This week is Houston. Next week is San Diego, correct?
That is correct. So, you can meet me tomorrow at a Cricket Wireless store in Houston from 1 to 3, and our show is Sunday here in Houston.
Yeah, it's at Trader's Village, so people in Houston are very well aware of that. They have commercials all the time on TV and stuff. So,
like you remembered the name for me. That's nice.
Yes, yes, Trader's Village. And the Cricket store that you're going to be at is right off of Highway 6. So that should be very easy for our listeners to find. What time is the meet and greet at the Cricket store?
The meet and greet goes from 1 to 3 at the Cricket Wireless store at the address that you just said. I like this. You know where I'm going to be. You know where the show is, Trader's Village, the Cricket store.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
You were unprepared.
Right, right. Well, I was unprepared with the nicknames, apparently. So, yeah, making up for it.
What I like to do is start the interview awkwardly, so we have room for improvement. You know,
yeah.
If there's no room for improvement, we're in trouble.
Yeah, you know, set the bar low, and then you start going up high. Yeah, that's perfect. You know, perfect psychology. Yeah. All right. Well, let me ask you.
I just getting out of the car, walking into the hotel, and appreciate your interview, wrestling psychology metaphor. Yeah, go ahead. Moving on. I'm recapping to myself because I kind of zoned out for a second there.
Oh no, it's okay. Hey, you're multitasking. We get it. Let me ask you this: when we're doing the meet and greet, are you bringing some gimmicks with you? Do you have the bedazzled sunglasses? You got 8x10s? What you got going on?
This meet and greet is sponsored by Cricket Wireless. There's going to be pictures of me available for people to get. I believe it is a free meet and greet. I'm not going to be selling anything. You can come, you can meet me, you can ask me questions. I'll take a picture with you. You can get an 8x10. Of course, I'm going to have my sunglasses. I don't go anywhere without those things. But it's pretty cool. I like situations like this a lot because it provides me an opportunity to have more than just a really quick handshake with fans. And that way I can do almost like a quick self-assessment. Mm-hmm. For me, it's good. Like, what about Johnny Mundo was good? What about Johnny Mundo was bad? What do you like? What do you not like? Who do you like more? Probably nobody. Hopefully nobody. But usually that's not the case.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, so there's going to be some meeting and some greeting. And Sunday, there's going to be me beating people in wrestling matches.
Yes,
stretch for it, but I kind of got the rhyme.
Right. You're advertised to be taking on Drago in a nunchuck match. Now,
I know.
that's kind of his thing. He's the one with the nunchucks there. What do you think about that?
I ain't gonna lie. When I saw the poster of me and Drago in a nunchuck match, I first of all was surprised because I was not aware of it until I saw the poster. Second of all, I don't know if excited is the right word or anxious is the right word, but getting some butterflies about this thing. I mean, the ring is my world. I feel very at home in the squared circle, but would not say I'm an expert at nunchucks. I like nunchucks. I like martial arts. I tried to use them this past week and I hit myself in the eye.
Oh
And it
no.
hurt. It hurt. It hurt a lot. Nunchucks hurt, by the way. I don't know if you guys know that or not. But they hurt a lot.
Oh
They are
yeah.
a weapon designed to hurt somebody else with. So I'm going to utilize some different kinds of strategy. I've got a couple of sweet nunchuck moves that I've perfected, but my arsenal might not be as deep as Drago's. So I don't want to give it away because he's probably listening. I've got
Right,
some
right.
ideas for this match. It's gonna be really good. It's gonna be fun.
Awesome. Yeah, that just on paper sounds like it's going to be fun. I'm very excited to see it. I'm definitely going to be there checking that out. Now, I mean, just I'm sure you already thought this. I know you said you didn't want to throw strategy out there for Drago's sake, but I mean, you could probably out parkour him. Do some awesome, parkour moves that you like
Oh,
incorporating
believe me, I
into your
know.
style.
That's the prince of parkour. And
Prince of
my
Park.
newest wrestling nickname, the Mexicutioner. So Drago happens to be Mexican, and I happen to be the Mexicutioner.
Oh
And
no.
I don't know, you put those two things together, it doesn't usually work out too well for the Mexican
Oh yes,
guy.
okay, I see.
I'm really looking forward to the show on Sunday. The thing we had in Phoenix last weekend was a crazy success. The Lucha Underground crowd, by and large, is one of the most amazing crowds anywhere. I mean, mostly I'm talking about the Temple right now, but the energy from the crowd we had in Phoenix was off the chain. And if you were at the show we had in Austin last year, the energy there was off the chain too. So I'm expecting good things from the people that attend the show on Sunday. I know I'm gonna have an awesome match with Drago. And the rest of his favorite lucha stars are going to be there as well.
Yeah, there. Aside from your match, Drago versus Johnny Mundo, there's also going to be a match between the Lucha Underground champion, the Monster Matanzacuato, versus Cage. That should be a very hard-hitting affair. And then we have,
I'm super. I'm such a fan of both those guys. I mean, both of them are your traditional big guy powerhouses, but with untraditional movement patterns. I mean, they're as big and strong as anyone ever in wrestling, but they can move like cruiserweights. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, both Cage and Matanza are super agile, and I'm always amazed whenever I see Cage just doing the stuff that he actually does. So yeah, that's going to be as amazing as well. There's also several other people on the card that are lined up. I mean, just reading the poster, you got Paul London.
Read the poster. I like this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. We got Paul London, Marty the Moth Martinez, Evilise, Saltor, which I'm not sure who that is. Got Taya, Joey
Mysterious,
Ryan,
provocative.
the Mac, Pentagon Dark, and Mil Muertes. So that right there, wow, that just sounds amazing. Even though we don't know who the matchups are going to be, that just sounds like a great card with all those people on there. So,
It's
it's going to
crazy
be
if you think
great.
about it. It's more talent and more matches than you would usually see on a single episode of Lucha Underground. So
Correct.
I think you were correct when you said how awesome the show is going to be. Good
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. So, let me ask you this, man. I know we're pressed for time, but I threw this out to the social media, asking, our listeners, hey, what should I ask Johnny? Because I'm going to be interviewing. What do you guys want to know? And of course, we had a bunch of funny things. The one thing I'll just throw just one out to you because I know you got to go. Ask him what hair care product he uses. Seriously, his hair is great. It's probably the best in all of wrestling.
First of all, I like the way that person phrased that question. Man, what hair care products do I not use? I guess I can go. The serious answer to that is I use a lot of leave-in conditioners and jojoba oil. Like that Potion 9 is a good one. And sometimes it gets a little pricey and annoying, so I just go to get like one of those frizzies things from the old CVS or the Rite Aid or the Walgreens, what have you.
Yeah.
I like the way the person worded that question. Very nice.
Yeah, shout out to listener Aaron there for that question. Okay, tell you what, man. I know that you got a busy day coming up tomorrow. I got a busy night putting this up online. Thanks so much for joining us and giving us the time to interview. Is there anything that you just want to put out there? Final thoughts? Anything you need to put over or anything like that before I let you go? Maybe your various social medias
absolutely.
Or whatever.
If you live anywhere near Houston, you should go out of your way to see this Lucha Underground show on Sunday at Traders Village. You can follow me for updates on me on Twitter at The Real Morrison, on Instagram at John Hennigan, or I've been using my Facebook page. I'm getting into that thing again. It's John Morrison. I post like once a week now or something. I'm gonna start ramping up, I think. Why? I don't know. Because social media is a thing these days that people do. If you want to get ripped like me, you should go to outofyourmindfitness.com and get yourself lean and mean. That's it.
Awesome. There you go. Hey, thanks so much again. We look forward to seeing you this weekend, and I'm sure you're going to have an awesome match, man.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.